Hello. Today the church celebrates Saturday of the third week of Advent, and our gospel passage comes to us from Luke chapter 1, verses 57 to 66. When the time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy toward her, and they rejoiced with her. When they came on the eighth day to circumcise the child, they were going to call him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said in reply, "No, he will be called John." But they answered her, "There is no one among your relatives who has this name." So they made signs, asking his father what he wished him to be called. He asked for a tablet and wrote, "John is his name," and all were amazed. Immediately his mouth was opened, his tongue freed, and he spoke, blessing God. Then fear came upon all their neighbors, and all these matters were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. All who heard these things took them to heart, saying, "What then will this child be? For surely the hand of the Lord was with him." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Naming a child can sometimes lead to disagreements within families. Everyone has their own preferences when it comes to naming their children, but ultimately the parents get to decide. Zechariah and Elizabeth's relatives and neighbors expected them to name their son Zechariah after his father, following traditional customs. But Zechariah and Elizabeth believed that God had a different name in mind for their child. During this period, conventional practices were set aside as God was doing something new. This child was going to be unlike any other child, and people wondered what he would grow up to become. John the Baptist had a significant role to play in preparing people for the coming of someone greater than himself, someone who would be known as Emmanuel, which means God is with us. God was working in a new way, forging a new agreement with humanity. This incredible gift is what we celebrate during Christmas, and it should always fill us with joy and gratitude.